Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
Yeah. Let's go. Now I'ma take it way back in the gap when everything was a mess and my life was off track. Heard of Jesus but didn't know that my life, he bought that. I was on my way to hell but through Christ I was brought back. It was through confession, Romans 10 taught that. Like a quarterback, he threw grace and yeah, I caught that. Fast forward, me and God on one accord. I broke it off with the world and now it's me and my Lord. Cause they ain't got a thing for me, I'm living for his glory. What he's written for my life is the vision for my story. He is my father, like I was sitting on Maury, gon' check the blood test, saved by his blood, yes, transformation, new.
What's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. This is your host, none other than Tanisha Davis, and I'm super excited to be joining you all again today with another dope topic. I know you just got through hearing a little bit of that song, and you were like, who is that? That's the artist known as Young Sick. And that's his song titled, God is My Refuge. So you'll get a chance to hear the rest of that after the show. You can be sure to follow Young Sick on Instagram at I'm Young Sick, S-I-C, not S-I-K, I'm Young Sick. Okay, so let's get started with our topic. We have like a really, really dope topic. And the title of our topic today, we're talking about don't sell out. Don't sell out. Now, we know that in today's world, we hear a lot of talk about people selling out, people selling their soul and so forth just for fame and money and everything like that. And some of us, you know, you might be like, is that really going on? Well, the answer to your question is yes. Yes, it's really going on. A lot of people don't like to talk about things like that. They think, no, that's not happening. You know? No, people are. People are sacrificing their gifts for fame and money. And you'd be surprised what a lot of people are doing. And we've had a celebrity guest on the show to talk about that issue, about what's going on in Hollywood and how there are people who are sacrificing what they believe in and everything just to get money, you know. So a lot of people are selling out, you know, and I know that everyone wants to be successful. Everyone wants to make it. Everyone wants to do whatever it takes to get there, you know. And when those opportunities come and you're in a situation where financially you don't have it, but someone's offering you $1 million contract, you know, you're kind of like, should I take this money or should I not take the money? And the average person, if you're desperate for money, they take the money. You know, they're like, hey, I'm going to do this because I'm trying to take care of my family or I'm trying to take care of myself. I'm trying to get us up out of a situation. And, you know, and they go in, they go ahead and sign that dotted line. But the outcome of you doing that is, you know, it's something that the consequences that comes with signing that contract, which may be a person telling you that you have to change everything about yourself. You have to change your whole image. You got to change the way you talk. You got to change your name. You got to create a whole other person just to be a part of this contract. And that's not with every company. There are some companies who allow you some freedom, but then there are some who don't. So what will you do for fame? What will you do for fortune and fame? You know, and like I said, when you're in a situation financially where you are like, hey, you know, this is an opportunity for me to come up out of this, you know, most people are going to go ahead and take that offer. You know, they're going to take that deal. But there are some things in this industry you have to have a foundation and you have to have standards. You have to know as an artist, as an entrepreneur, or whatever your situation may be, you have to know when to say no. You got to know that if this situation is not going to represent me to my best or to my full potential, I'm not going to do it for no matter how much money you're offering me. You know, I have to make that decision that, hey, I'm not going to sacrifice the gift that God has given me just to please you, or, you know, and it's crazy. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy industry. Even me as a writer, being a celebrity journalist, and I've had the opportunity to interview so many celebrities, and I've had so many amazing opportunities. I have some amazing opportunities coming up now, but I still have standards, and I still do not put my name on everything, no matter how awesome it may be or whatever. I said there are some interviews and opportunities that I just do not take because it doesn't represent who I am as a writer. You know, and I'm careful about what I put my name on, because once you put your name on something, that's a representation of you. So people are reading about what you wrote, and if you are showing excitement for something that is really negative, then people are feeling like that's something you support. So I'm very careful myself in this industry about the type of things that I use my gift for. So you have to be wise yourself about the gift and talent that God has placed within you. You have to be wise about not selling it out just for that fortune and fame, because anything that comes quick may not always be from God. Sometimes we think, well, here comes this major opportunity. It's here. I got to take it, you know, and it may not be from God, because I'm a very spiritual-minded person, and I truly believe that, you know, the enemy can send you opportunities as well, you know, and you may think it's from God, and it's not. And then you get yourself caught up in something that you should have never been in if you had just been patient and waited on God to send the blessing your way. So you just have to be wise. Like I said, you have to be wise. This is an industry where you have to be very wise about every move you make, every step you take. You just really have to seek and say, is this from God? Did God really send me to go do this? Or is this what God wants me to do? Does he really want me to sign this contract? Or does he really want me to take this opportunity, you know, that's being presented to me, no matter how nice or good it sounds? You know, be wise in everything that you do, you know, so you don't get caught up in selling out. Because once you sell out, once these people have you, and then it's like they control you. You know, they control you. They can change everything about you because you signed an agreement with them. And once they start giving you money, and you know, it's like, okay, what you finna do? You're going to have to do what I asked you to do because I've given you money, you know. And it's either do what I say or go back to your situation and give me back all the money that I've given you already, you know. And so people don't want to go back. They don't want to go backwards. So they're going to do whatever it takes to keep that image up. A lot of these artists, these celebrities you look at, you know, a lot of them have changed because for the sake to keep that money coming, you know, because they know where they come from. And those people that have signed contract deals with them, they know where they come from. And so they know they're going to do it because you don't want to go back to where you came from, you know. So it's so crazy, this entertainment industry. That's why you have to be wise in this thing and everything that you do. You know, a lot of people say, I'm ready for success, I'm ready for fame, or I want to be a celebrity. Do you really want to be a celebrity? Do you really want that attention? Do you really want to sacrifice yourself? You know, like, there is a lot that goes on. And I'm not saying, let me go on record to say, not everyone in the industry or not every celebrity is sacrificing themselves. There are some great people who have great deals, great contracts, great people that's over them, and they're doing an awesome job, you know, and they're not sacrificing or changing who they are. They're still, you know, loving God, showcasing their love for God, you know, and so it's not everybody, but there are a great amount of people who are selling out, and you can look at them and look at the time you can look back and see when they first started in the industry to where they are now. And a lot of people, you can see a lot of change for the negative, you know, and not for the positive, you know. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with you.
Comic book lovers, have your favorite comics safely delivered to your home or office from SoFanComics.com. Choose from Batman, Hulk, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Spawn, John Wick. SoFanComics.com have them all and more. Comics make great gifts, so be sure to do your gift shopping at SoFanComics.com. They have great deals and ship worldwide. Order your favorite comic books online at SoFanComics.com. S-O-F-A-N. SoFanComics.com.
All right, we are back. And the topic that we're talking on again is don't sell out. What will you do for success? And like I said earlier, we hear the common saying that a person has sold their soul for fame. You know, so a lot of people in the industry tend to sell out just to get that fame, that quick overnight fame, you know. And my thing for you is, don't sell out. Don't give up your gift or talent just for fame. You know, and if those of you who have read the Bible, you know the story about the rich man, you know, who had it all. You know, he had it all. And see, but he didn't want to give up certain things. So, you know, don't be that person that, you know, you just get caught up in the money and the money is more important than your standards. Than integrity, you know, don't get so desperate for money. Don't get so anxious for it that you'll sell out. You know, a lot of times when we're in our low season, that's when we're attacked. You know, that's when we're attacked by the enemy or presented with an offer that may not be the best offer. You think about when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by the devil, and he said, hey, I'll give you all these things. You know, mind you, this is a place where Jesus was hungry. You know, he was a little weak, he was tired, and so he appears before him during this time, during his weak, tired, hungry state, and says, hey, I'll give you all the things of the world if you bow down and worship me. So you got to be careful during those times when you're weak, you're hungry, you're desperate, you're ready, I'm anxious, I want it now, I'm ready to be successful, I'll do whatever it takes to be successful, and then here comes the opportunity. You know, your way, because you say you're desperate for it, you're ready for it, you're anxious. And then the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, you know. So that's when you're attacked, and that's when those opportunities come, and that's when a lot of people will sacrifice who they are just to get it because they're ready, they're anxious for it. But and during those times when you're anxious, you don't make wise decisions. I can even recall the story in the Bible about Esau and Jacob. Esau came from the field. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He's like, hey, Jacob, I need you to give me something to eat. Jacob's like, yeah, I'll do that, but I need you to sell me your birthright, you know. And because he was so hungry and thirsty, he went ahead and sold his birthright, and he missed the blessing that his father had for him. So think about that in life. The enemy loves to come when you're desperate, when you're hungry, you're weak. You know, because he knows you're at your weakest, and I can get you now. You know, I can get you to do whatever it is I want you to do, so I can make this look like the most amazing opportunity ever, and you're going to take it because you're desperate for it, you know. So that's why you're not supposed to be anxious for everything. You know, if God's going to give something to you, he's going to give it to you. If it's for you, it's for you. You don't have to sacrifice who you are to obtain it. If it's for you, it's for you. And that's how you should be about anything in life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's money, whether it's success, whatever. If it's destined for your life, it is for your life no matter what, and you do not have to sacrifice who you are just to obtain it. You don't have to be like, well, I got to do this and do that just to get it. I got to go ahead and take this offer just to have it. Be patient, because what God has for you is for you, and can no man stop or hinder what God has for your life. So you don't have to sell out. You don't have to do that. You don't have to sacrifice who you are just to make it. You don't have to do things that make you uncomfortable just to make it. just to have fortune and fame. You can be wealthy without doing none of those things. You don't have to go out there and change your whole image just to be wealthy. You know, and so that's what people have to understand. But a lot of people, they don't know God. They don't have a relationship with God. So therefore, they don't know. They don't know that they have other options. They don't know that I don't have to do this. You know, they feel like this is my only option. This is my only opportunity. So therefore, I'm going to take it because this is all I know. You know, this is where I come from, and I've never heard anything about God and how God can do things for me. You know, that God has a plan for my life that's far greater than what man could ever, you know, imagine a place before me. You know, so you don't have to do all those things to be successful. So I'm encouraging someone today that's in a situation where you're faced with opportunity, you know, to make sure it's of God and not a trick, you know, not a trick to cause you to change who you are. You know, don't sell out. Don't give up your identity just to take on something else. You know, it's not worth it. It's really not worth it. Remain yourself. You're going to be successful no matter what. I sacrificed a lot, and I still gained success and had amazing opportunities come my way just because I said, nope, I'm not going to do that. And God favors that, and God appreciates that. He appreciates you learning how to say no. Sometimes you got to say no because it's not that important to me. I'm not going to lose who I am just to please someone. So you all stay encouraged. Don't sell out. Don't give up. Take care of what's precious in your life. Don't be anxious. Don't be so desperate for an opportunity that you will give up everything you are just to have it. So thank you again for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. I hope that you got something positive out of the discussion today. Be sure to follow us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. We're all over the web. So check us out, Stardom 100 Radio. That's STARRDOM 100 Radio. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Stardom 100 Radio. So be sure to tune in, follow the show. And thank you for rocking with us, and you have a dope day. We're going to go ahead and rock out to the song God is My Refuge by the artist Young Sick.
Yeah. Let's go.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Now I'ma take it way back in the gap when everything was a mess and my life was off track. Heard of Jesus but didn't know that my life, he bought that. I was on my way to hell but through Christ I was brought back. It was through confession, Romans 10 taught that. Like a quarterback, he threw grace and yeah, I caught that. Fast forward, me and God on one accord. I broke it off with the world and now it's me and my Lord. Cause they ain't got a thing for me, I'm living for his glory. What he's written for my life is the vision for my story. He is my father, like I was sitting no more. Gonna check the blood test, saved by his blood, yes. Transformation, new spirit, now what's next? Go reach the destiny, commune with the Father for success. Eternity spent with God is the ultimate, what's blessed? Blessed is when you got his favor on your life and no stress. His purpose for my life fulfilled and no less. A person without a purpose like Nike with no checks. Like you in the gym, exercising with no sweat. I'm hopeless without God, a body with no breath. He came through so many times, who am I to forget? This is pointless, of course the Father God knows best. Cause I'm an amateur, I'm a child who needs rest. I'ma put it in God's hands, it's his job to protect. You know God is my refuge. When I call upon his name, he is my rescue. But sometimes in life he sent people to bless you. I've been thanking God since the day I met you. I met you, you know God is my refuge. When I call upon his name, he is my rescue. But sometimes in life he sent people to bless you. I've been thanking God since the day I met you. I met you.